everyone. Welcome to my art update podcast thingy. Yeah. I don't know why I'm being so nutty. This is update number 62, A Night Out. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because sometimes my updates need context and that context is my life. So if you know me, you're welcome here. You also don't need to feel obliged to listen. This is just for people who are interested. I am not going to try to hard sell you on this. If you don't know me, you're, I guess, also welcome to listen, but you might be missing the context. That is my life. If you're just joining now, if this is your first episode, you might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. Those will bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20 some odd years. I'd stick with those and advise against binging the whole series. It's not designed to be consumed that way, and you may end up doing yourself an injury trying. So this week, the amount of time I've been spending dealing with non-creative stuff is astounding, as I guess it is in some ways every week. I won't go into details, but suffice it to say that I haven't been left to my own devices very much this week, so I haven't been able to set my priorities sort of unexpectedly. My office is still slowly coming together. Now that the major stuff is done, it's a matter of tacking up a few more shelves and organizing my stuff and getting rid of stuff. But let's get into the real updates now. Okay, YTG Summer Show. No major updates here. Marie has been working on a performance piece, it went up last night. So the group hasn't met this week because she's one of the sort of primary people. So I haven't set up meetings while she was busy. New project coming. So this is weird. So on Monday I met with a woman named Keiko, not the other Keiko I sometimes talk about, who runs the nonprofit that I sometimes do volunteering photo for, another Keiko. She was part of YTG, sort of joined with me at the same time I did when I took over the group. She was trying to write a play at the time called Yesterday, about the Beatles coming to Japan in the 1960s and her experiences around that event. But we did a reading. I remember we sort of set that up. I was busy working on other stuff at the time, and she didn't really want to go through the normal playwriting processes, the sort of normal dramaturgy processes. So I just kind of let that go, and then she went off on her own devices. So anyway, she popped out of the woodwork again last month, and I finally got around to meeting with her this past Monday. So she really wants to get this thing made, this play finally made, because the 60th anniversary of the Beatles coming to Tokyo is coming up, and she kind of wants to time it with that. But, you know, the thing is, if you've been listening to this, you know I don't do scripted shows anymore. I mean, not unless somebody's paying me, because that's not what I do. And that doesn't make me happy. So I'm not gonna do that for free. But I did suggest to her making it into sort of an audio drama or an audio event. I haven't reread the new version of the script that she gave me, but it looks very similar to the old one. And I remember the scenes are super short, and they tend to lend themselves to sort of a deep soundscape, sort of sound design kind of thing, because they're so short. There's so much to fill in. So far, she seems intrigued with that suggestion. So my next step is to find a sound designer willing to work on this. The project will probably get released as a podcast miniseries. It's very unlikely to make money. But, you know, in any case, everyone involved will have a share of the project based on their contribution, just on the off chance that it does, just so nobody feels in the future like they get ripped off if something blows up. I'll probably get around to start producing this in the fall after the summer show is done. But this is an example of me saying yes to something I should probably have said no to, because it doesn't serve my own artistic ends. However, I think I've modified the project in a way that makes it more interesting to me. And I have made it clear that I don't have money to finance any of the production costs, things like transportation for the cast and crew and studio time. I made it clear, like, YTG is not fronting this. I'm not fronting this. My donation is basically my time, attention, and expertise as a producer and director and coordinator. The big challenge here is actually probably going to be casting. The actors need to be native Japanese speakers who are also fluent in English, because the script's going to require them to transition back and forth between Japanese and English, I think. Anyway, don't expect too many updates about this for a while, because, I've got to work on the summer show first. All right, other YTG stuff. I did some minor website updates this week. Struggling a bit with how to manage ticket sales now for YTG shows and for Nerd Night shows, because our current platform, rsvpfi.com, which I was reasonably happy with in terms of how it's managed, like how you manage events, is actually really expensive per transaction. So last year, using our old ticketing system, which I hate, but they didn't do a per transaction charge. We'd paid for a lifetime deal, which they have canceled without any kind of consideration or reimbursement. But anyway, so last year we spent just on Stripe fees, I think for the entire year, we spent about 4,500 yen on fees. Okay. And I don't know what kind of revenue that was against, but audience levels were basically the same last year as this fiscal year. So this fiscal year, starting from September to now, to the March show, using the new platform from November. And we didn't do shows in January, February. So November show, December show, March show, we've already paid out 7,000 and something yen in fees. Now, we've passed some of that along to the ticket buyers, but I felt we couldn't do more than 10% to them. So that means that we're eating about 600 yen per transaction. I would say we're eating about 80% of that number. So it's actually, just for a few months, it's way higher. So it actually might make sense. Yeah. I'm looking for something that's self-hosted so that we can run it ourselves. Maybe I pay a one-time licensing fee or an annual licensing fee for the software, but that we run it ourselves and just it connects directly with Stripe. But unfortunately, I've not found a good one that doesn't cost an arm and a leg, like even more than we're losing right now to RSVPFI. So anyway, I'm working on that. Photography. This past Sunday, I shot some photos at the local temple/graveyard. I'm going to make a little post out of those at some point, probably in the next week. Last night, I mentioned that Marie had been working on a performance. So there was a performance art thing last night called Embodied in Tokyo. And I went, and the show actually featured three YTG people from the winter show. From Consent. So I went there and I shot photos for them. It was in the Ultra Super New Gallery. That's actually the name, in Harajuku. I can't wait till they add the established tag to the sign in 20 years. Ultra Super New Gallery established 25 years ago. That kind of thing. The lighting, as you might expect from a gallery, was kind of awful, because they basically had, most of the time they had the option light on, light off. And if light's off, I mean, for photography, that's just... Yeah, my long lens in particular, which has the widest aperture is f4. I really couldn't pick up anything at some points, even with even cranking the ISO up to the maximum and getting really noisy photos. I was just getting black. I still think I got some good shots, and one of them is the featured image for this update, actually, although I didn't take that as part of the performance. I took that outside. Okay, that's photography. Moving along to the sustainability project, it is moving along as well. we're not just moving to the sustainability project. It's moving along a little bit. It's picked up speed a little bit this week. I've done some rewrites. I hope to make a second soft launch in the next couple of weeks and get more feedback on that. I'm working on making it sound more positive and less self-deprecating. And this is really hard for me because one of the things I consider my core values is authenticity, and self-doubt is like a big part of my inner life. And so it's really hard to excise that and still write something that feels authentic to me and not like friggin' advertising copy or something. Okay. Anyway, that's it for this week. I want to do an update soon where I talk about those core values, since I've been thinking about them a lot recently, but My mother-in-law has already interrupted this recording once by making an appearance, and my kid is going to be home from his dance class really soon, and I've got to start making supper. So, yeah, I need to stop recording now, and I'll finish this post probably first thing Saturday morning. Or tonight if I have time. We'll see. Anyway, love and rockets. Andrew out.